Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And our show today brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Oh, something cold would be great tonight, huh? Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at SunburyMotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Jokic, 25-point triple-double. Back to the basket outside the mid-post against Adebayo. Fakes to the baseline, six to shoot. Adebayo holding still. Jokic turns, fades, scores! 27, 10, and 14 for Nikola Jokic in game one.
Let's see. Miami lost. Okay, we got it right. I mean, they looked like a team that had just played four games in which there was four elimination games, which are grueling. They had to play four of those. They looked like a team that had to travel. They looked like a team that was playing at altitude. And they took how many jump shots last night? People are saying, oh, my goodness, they took only two free throws in the game. You want to know why? Style of play is the reason why. It's not officiating. Style of play. We talk about this all the time. All the time we talk about this. You'll see a free throw disparity. Oh, I can't believe it. One team's shooting jump shots and the other one's not. Guess what? You're not going to get to the line. And that's what Miami did last night. And that's what tired teams do. Tired teams take a lot of jump shots. A lot of jump shots. And they look like a tired team last night. Jokic looked great last night. My goodness, every time I watch him, he just looks like the absolute MVP of the league. Don't you think?
No, senor!
He is fun to watch, though. I'll give you that. He is a really, really good passer. That's probably the aspect of his game that I really have grown to admire the last couple weeks that I've gotten to watch the Nuggets a little bit more often.
Well, I mean, I would say, based on what I watched last night, somebody asked me, how would you grade him out? I said, probably 92 out of 100 the way he played last night. His offensive efficiency last night was 2.4 points a shot. 2.4 points a shot. Wow. I mean, that's the whole ball game right there. I talk about efficiency all the time. And when I talk about efficiency, I always tell everybody the gold standard happens to be 1.5 points a shot. Now, you're only going to get there. I mean, a big way of getting there is you do have to get to the free throw line. No getting around it. So Jimmy Butler last night scored 13 points on 14 shots, so he's below the Mendoza line. But, of course, he didn't attempt any free throws last night. And that was the case across the board for almost every Miami player except Bam Adebayo. And then you look at Jokic, 2.4 points a shot. Again, 1.5 is the gold standard. 2.4, you're in platinum and titanium range. I mean, that is just phenomenal basketball. I mean, phenomenal. And you see something like that, it's just, God, he looks like the best player in the game, don't you think? Is anybody else playing better than he is right now? Anybody?
At the present time, no.
I mean, I'm very concerned, you know, like, so jaded about so many other players. I mean, 2.4 points a shot. Wow. Pretty impressive. Yeah, I mean, now let's give Joel his just due, you know, because we're just trying to keep you calm. And that is one of the goals. You want to know what Joel Embiid averaged for the season? Remember, 1.5 is the gold standard. Okay? What did Joel average this year? Points per shot. Tell us what the MVP averaged this year per shot.
Was it 1.5?
1.6. You want to know how you win the MVP? That's what you do. 1.6 points a shot this year for Joel Embiid. All right, so now I'm going to do all the research on your guy. I mean, it's like you just like make comments, have nothing to back it up. I mean, I don't understand where you're coming from. Do you come up with anything?
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells founder.
I mean, I'm just asking for friends here. I just want to know. I get concerned. Now, against the Celtics in the playoffs, it was 1.4. But 1.5 is the gold standard. 1.5 is the gold standard. And Joel was 1.6 for the season. Jokic last night was 2.4. Pretty good. Pretty good. And let's face it, America is watching, really, for the first time, Jokic play basketball. It's really the first time they've watched, right? I mean, you haven't really watched. I mean, you've called him a coward and things like that, you know.
I've had more criticism for the fans than I have Jokic.
Are you sure?
I mean, Joel Embiid deserved to be MVP this year. There's no doubt about that, but he's still a heck of a player to watch. And I think he's definitely on his way to winning finals MVP if the Nuggets were to win the series.
By the way, Jokic averaged 1.65 points per shot for the season, slightly better than Joel. Whoops. This is the guy that, I mean, should we go back to the tapes where you torched him last year? You torched him left and right. Torched him.
Embiid?
No, Jokic.
Oh, yes, yes.
You torched him over and over again. What's going on here? He played 40 minutes last night, didn't get tired, only took 12 shots. Yeah. Scored 27 points on 12 shots. Jeez. Meanwhile, the guy, you know, that you know, you think is the greatest player since sliced bread's watching on TV again.
Well, his problem is he needs to stay healthy. If he were healthy, he probably would have played better. And he's been injured 5 of the 6 seasons, which is part of the problem. He's got to be healthy at the right time. 5 of the 6 playoffs being injured is unacceptable.
Hmm. 29 triple doubles this season. Wow. He's got 9 more in the playoffs. Man, what a player. It's like when you're watching Ohtani at the plate, you just feel like you're watching something special as opposed to statues.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Don't you think?
I love watching Ohtani play as well. But Aaron Judge was MVP last year.
You mean the guy with the 211 postseason batting average? That guy?
The guy who broke Roger Maris's single season home run record. Yeah, that guy.
Who hit 211 in the playoffs?
That was much to be desired, but yeah.
Like, which is like an average year for him in the playoffs? I mean, when the leaves fall, down goes the Judge.
Outrage!
See, it's just not a good time for your heroes. They're all being outshone by other people who are actually just way better. Pete Alonso's got more home runs in New York than Judge does. Nobody talks about him because he doesn't have a marketing firm. I mean, come on. Who would you rather have?
Judge or Alonso?
The guy that punches in for work every day and hits it out, or the other guy that, like, you know, I'm just not in the mood today. I have a twinge. This is your guy. I have a twinge.
Well, now we're talking about Giancarlo Stanton, and I'll give you that 100%.
I have a twinge. I can't go tonight. Do we need to put you in the IL? I mean, you're used to it. Pete Alonso, every day, punch in. Punch out. Another home run.
That's been the case lately for Judge, though.
No, he was on the IL this year. All right. Don't act like he's like this. Hey, he was out this year too already. Come on. You know, all the fans bought tickets to see him play. He's not playing again? Okay, sorry. Did he miss games?
He did, yeah, but ever since he's come back from the IL, he's been hitting the heck out of the ball. He has like last time I checked, he had a .362 average. Probably has, he had eight home runs, but I think he's over that now. Mm-hmm. 10 home runs and RBI since he's been off the IL.
Weren't 6 of them against the Reds? Just kidding, I'm just asking. I mean, what's he doing against good teams?
He had a pretty good series in Seattle. It's a decent team. It's better than the Reds.
Okay. Now they got the Dodgers.
Yeah, this will be a good test this weekend. Yeah. As both teams are right about the same. This is a relatively even series.
Legitimate fences. This will be good. I've been to Yankee Stadium. Not really legitimate fences. Like, don't they bring the fence in when Judge is at the plate?
It seems like it sometimes, but that's just because he's that good.
He's 31 years old, and he's always on the IL. All right. So, he's missed a lot of games. Let's see. How many games has he missed in his career? Let's see. Now, first year doesn't count. 6, let's see, 7, 57, 117, 147, 147. Wow, he's missed almost 200 games. Wow. It's a lot of games. It's a lot of games for a guy to miss. It's a lot of games where he collected checks and did nothing. Batting average, .211 in the postseason. Kind of low, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Needs to be better. No question.
No, to be honest with you, it's really lousy. To be honest with you, for a major league hitter, no, that's not good. That's not good at all. Let's see how many times he struck out here. Ooh. Averaging 1.5 strikeouts per game in the postseason. That's not good. Wow. Let me look up his World Series stats. I can't find them. Do you know where they are?
Still working on that.
One, two, three, four, five, six. In his last six postseason series, he has hit .240, .111, .143, .250. He was 1-for-4. .200 and .063. It's kind of low, don't you think? This is the guy you're pinning your hopes on? You brainwashed your kid to believe that this is the second coming of Babe Ruth?
Arise!
Yeah, but I'm looking at the stats. I mean, obviously in the postseason, nobody's standing. Like, the only guys that are standing that are all rise in the postseason when Aaron Judge is at the plate are the guys left on base.
Except in the Astros series, because there was nobody on base.
I'm having a good time at your expense. I could really care less what Aaron Judge does in 8 days. I could care less. Doesn't matter to me. Does it bother your wife that when Judge walks to the plate, you drool? I'm just asking for a friend.
Actually, she thinks it's fun when me and the kids are into Judge. She thinks he's a fun player too, actually. She saw him hit. She saw him play live last year. She went to the Yankee game with me last year.
Does she know who won?
She does. Okay. She knew he hit a home run.
Good.
Those are about the only two things she knew, but she knew those two things.
Did she enjoy the World Series? Oh, I'm sorry, they weren't in the World Series. I'm sorry about that. No, it's... It's been a long time since you guys been to the World Series. Guys, you spent a lot of money. $279 million payroll. This is what you got?
Yeah, that was my junior year of high school. We gotta change that.
$279 million payroll. $279. Okay? $279 is the payroll. And Judge's batting average is 68 points below that. We'll come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. And king of the next half hour. Working on Tony Knott, by the way, for next week. Need to break down some of the stuff business-wise and what he is hearing, especially in Los Angeles, about what's going on. At some point, I would think within the next 3 months or so, the Big Ten has got to have a 2024 schedule put out. And they also have to make the decision of what to do with basketball. And there are other sports, too. You got to make a decision about what you want to do with volleyball, things like that. Talked to a lot of coaches today. Danny Earle, Chattanooga, John Griffin of Bucknell. Mike Rhodes, obviously, at Penn State. It is a different world out there, and you have to adapt. And the different world, transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, you either adapt or you lose.
Sports Talk, where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, Amports Domestic Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Great tweet from Scott Docterman, his note. Listen to this. In college football in 2023, teams playing at least 10 Power 5 opponents on their schedule. In the Big Ten, 13 of the 14 schools will play at least 10 Power 5 opponents. Golly gee willikers, guess which is the one that doesn't. Are you awake? I mean, you got a 1 in 14 chance.
Penn State. No, oh, Michigan.
Michigan. Penn State's playing West Virginia. Yeah. Right. Michigan. It's the only one. In the Big 12, 11 of the 14 are playing 10 Power 5 opponents. In the Pac-12, 10 of the 12 are playing 10 Power 5 opponents. In the ACC, 10 of the 15 are playing Power 5 opponents. And in the SEC, 2 of the 14 are playing 10 Power 5 opponents.
There it is.
The two are Florida and South Carolina. South Carolina has non-conference games with North Carolina and Clemson to bookend their season. Florida has Florida State, and they also have that game at Utah. The other 12 teams in the SEC will not be playing 10 Power 5 opponents. Two of 14. Big Ten's 13 of 14, Big 12, 11 of 14, Pac 12, 10 of 12, ACC, 10 of 15, SEC, 2 of 14. With that, we bring in the king.
Running late.
King. Oh, okay. But how about that? How about that?
You know, I've thought about this, too. And not that this is a whole lot of money that they give up when they bring in the non-Power 5 schools to come in and play and get their rear ends handed to them. But still, it's still money lost when this is what we've been talking about the last...
It's not money lost. No. You give a flat fee. Let's just round it. $1 million. A lot of these games are between 800 and 1.2. Here's $1 million. You keep everything else. You keep the gate. You keep the parking. It's all yours. Okay? Plus you get your TV cut out of it. Right? Your radio contract, whatever. You've got all that. That's the value of having a non-conference game. You keep everything. I mean, you just give the dude a flat fee and you're out. Pretty simple. Again, we'll round it. Here's $1 million. All right, we're done. Now, a lot of times in basketball, that round number for the quote, the buy games is about 75,000. But you keep the rest of it's yours. The rest of it is yours. You paid the flat fee, now you get to keep the rest. Now, if it's the Big Ten, for example, you're playing a Big Ten conference game. This particular year, Penn State will have four conference games. Okay? You'll have four conference games here. Now, Penn State, because they'll sell out every game, will have to pay money into the Big Ten in revenue sharing. Ooh. When it's a non-conference game, you keep all of it. All right. The king is ready. We understand he is now set.
What up?
King.
What? What
is that? Get new windows.
Man,
new windows on our house. So, guy's giving us a quote. That's why I'm a little late here. So what up? How about those Celtics, huh? Good.
I was really impressed in Game 7. I felt like they gave it everything they had. Well, I'm trying to think.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I felt like offensively, I thought they had some strong moment. No. I thought their passing was no. But their defense, no, not the defense. They're kind of over in that game.
Their effort? No, not really either. It was fun. It was great.
At home, Game 7. Did you know that the Bruins and the Celtics are the first teams to lose Game 7s at home in the same city at the same time? What a
great question.
They are suicidal up there. All they have now is the Red Sox.
Matt. If I were you, I wouldn't get too happy. Game 7 between the Sixers and Celtics took place in Boston. Your team was bad.
Yeah.
True.
I wouldn't get too happy. Okay? Don't get too happy.
What do you think of the Heat? I watched quite a bit of the game last night. They don't match up well with Denver at all.
No, and here are the issues. The issues they had going into last night are three-pronged. Number one, when you have four consecutive closeout games, it becomes emotionally draining.
Sure.
And, of course, they lost three of them. They then had to travel. Okay, so they had to travel again. Draining. And then you have to play at altitude. Draining. I guess a team that's like, looking around going, okay, I feel good. Let's play ball. And I think that became the game played out about the way I thought it would. And I, I'm going to be interested to see what Eric Spoelstra does to adjust now that he's had Jokic out there. How do they adjust to how he plays the game? Because Jokic, to his credit, plays a little different game than most of the players in the NBA.
He's so big. I don't see how you adjust to him. But he's the matchup nightmare to any, for any team, because you just don't have a body that can face off with him. You know.
Well, it's funny because almost every time I see Calvin Booth, and Calvin's the general manager of the Nuggets, and I'll say, "Hey, yeah," and it's a kind of a running joke between the two of us. I'll say, "How's things going with the team?" He goes, "Steve, I got 1-5. I'm good."
I got 1-5.
I'm good. Jokic, 7 feet tall. Yeah, he's 7 feet tall.
He's not like 7'2" or anything. He's 7 foot.
I think
he looks
seven
so
feet.
Much bigger than everybody else on the court. I mean, he is, but I mean, a lot bigger. Just maybe the way he carries himself. But that guy is a great basketball player.
Oh, but, I mean, there's no getting around. He is exactly 7 feet tall. He's 250 pounds.
250?
Yep.
Wow, he looks at like 300. 250? He'd be skin and bones.
Yeah, well, he'd say 7 feet, 250, right? But you know what's interesting about him, right? And we talk about the lottery is coming up, right?
Yeah.
Got to get the lottery pick. Got to get the lottery pick. Got to get the lottery pick. Jokic was a second-round pick.
Really? That's funny. Yeah. Wow, a lot of people do not know that. I didn't know that.
Second.
Where did he come from? Did he play college ball?
No, he played out of Serbia, foreign player.
Serbia?
Yep.
Wow. He is very good, but I mean, good for Denver. I don't see Miami winning the game. I don't know why.
I mean, Matt
kind of a dumb statement to make since they swept Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Heat. The Heat beat Milwaukee. Yeah, I think they won in five or something like that.
They took Milwaukee. They took the Celtics. They beat the Knicks. But to take down the Celtics and Milwaukee, and then Denver's really, really good.
really good.
Who's going to win, Florida or Vegas?
I'm going to go with Vegas, even though I know Florida plays great defense. I mean, they do play great defense.
Florida's 11-1 in their last 12 games.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I got Florida in 7.
Yeah, I can see Florida losing the first game because they haven't played in a while, but they get to lose it on the road.
Right.
Just to get their legs under them, I could see that happening. And then after that, I think it's a dogfight. I think the two teams are very similar.
Yeah.
But the Panthers just have this way of, if the goaltender is still on, that's the key.
Well, you know what's interesting about Vegas? Vegas is on their fifth starting goaltender this season.
No, I'm talking about...
No, I know, but you're talking about Bobrovsky, I know.
But if he's not in goal, the Boston Bruins advance. I mean, the Bruins gave him nightmares, but he made a save on Marchand that there's very few goalies could have made that save, and the Bruins would have advanced. He is so good. That game where they played 2.5 games in one night, he made like 72 saves. He's incredible.
You know, he is incredible. Vegas is
on the fifth. Canes right out of their game. They didn't know where to shoot. You know,
Vegas is on their fifth goaltender this season.
Quick one of their backups?
Quick is the backup. They think Hill is better. They think Hill is better.
Yeah, Quick's a great. Quick's won a Stanley Cup, hasn't he?
Two. This is his fifth cup final total, I believe.
He's won two Stanley Cups along the way.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good backup to have. I want Vegas to win only because I want Bruce Cassidy to win a Stanley Cup. They chased him out of Boston.
Well, I brought that up with Kenny Albert the other day. I brought that up with Kenny Albert the other day about Cassidy being chased out of Boston. And the irony of it.
Oh, the players didn't like him. He was too hard on the player. Oh, for Christ. Vegas says this is the funnest team they ever played on. That they know when to have fun, and they know when to go to work. And that is the total opposite of what the journalists tried to portray in Boston. They couldn't win a cup with Cassidy because he was too hard on the players.
Everybody's spoiled up there in Boston.
It happens. It happens in every city. Every time somebody's let go, the guy is a player's coach. The guy is too hard. And then they always get the guy that's the opposite. Okay? When you're winning, everything's kumbaya. Okay?
What do you think happened in Boston, Steve, when they...
But this happens everywhere.
What's his name? The Celtics head coach.
Missoula.
They said they're 100% behind them. They freaking had a heart attack today. Everybody wants him out.
Oh, I know they do.
The team backed them up.
I know. And they want to re-sign Jaylen Brown. But I'm just saying that most places, I mean, I don't care. They may be smaller markets, and people don't talk about it as much, but it happens everywhere. What was the thought on Joe Girardi last year with the Phillies? What was the thought on Joe Girardi with the Phillies last year, Matt?
Yeah, it didn't connect with players, yeah.
Right. I mean, it's everywhere. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what market it happens to be. Okay? What happened in Phoenix with Monty Williams? He didn't connect with this group of players. Okay, I got it. So Monty's out. Okay, great. It's like Nick Nurse. Why do you have Nick Nurse as your Sixers coach now? Because in Toronto, he didn't what?
Oh, yeah, he had that, yes. Didn't connect or call players out in the media.
It happens in every city.
It didn't happen with Doc, though. Doc connected with the players. He just didn't get it done.
You may not have good enough players. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, headlines.
King, why don't you get us started?
Will Aaron Judge hit 60 home runs again? He's on pace. He's 2 home runs behind last year. Will he do it?
I'm going to say no. I think he hits 45 to 50 this year.
Really? He's almost halfway there now?
I think he's going to be more streaky this year. Yeah, I think that's also part of the problem. He's just hot right now, but I think he'll find a cooling off period, and unfortunately I don't rule out another IL stint. But, hey, that'd be sweet if he did, but I say 45 to 50-ish, somewhere in there.
The Yankees getting a lot of players back.
About time.
Yeah. That's my biggie. I'm getting into baseball mode, though.
Steve.
Aaron Judge told Dodgers series his playoff preview. Hits 211.
Oh, boy. Watch, he's going to hit like 6 home runs this weekend now. And actually, I'd be happy with that. I hope the Yankees crush the Dodgers this weekend. All right, mine. Nugget fans have a new theme song this year. RESPECT. Because that's what they think they don't have right now.
My next one. Joel Embiid shows up at Ball Arena, told Sixers not playing, leaves.
Oh, that hurts.
My question is,
I just make this stuff up as I go, okay?
You know, that one was pretty good. I'll give you that one. What you got, King?
Is college sports going to be affected by two things that I think it is going to be affected? Gambling and paying these college players an enormous amount of money.
Yeah.
I see that being an enormous problem in the years coming forward.
We were just talking about it. Yep.
Yeah. I'm not a little problem, an enormous problem. Where now the head coach is talking to a 19-year-old kid who makes more money than he does. That, I don't see that as a good thing at all.
And could be
and
part of a union.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and could be part of a union, too, which complicates it even further.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're going to see more gambling issues. Anytime money enters things, and in this case, big money, it screws it up.
Yep.
Every single time. And you can point to a million different things that once money got involved, everything changed.
No good. That leads to my next headline.
That's okay. Why we've never changed.
Oh, boy. Right.
Okay. Our next headline, Matt Cotrello gets big raise, changes.
I can't confirm nor deny.
He used to be one of the guys.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I'll tell you something. I listen to the Boston station, and Jerome Wiggins, they call him Wiggy. He played for the Patriots. He caught 11 passes from the Super Bowl. Anyway, he's going to be the head high school football coach at Brockton High School next year in Boston. And Brockton High School is big time football.
Yes, it is.
He does commercials day in and day out on WEEI about gambling at MGM in Springfield. Okay? He also brags about smoking two or three joints every night when he goes home.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, and he's a high school football coach. That's kind of where I'm going with this is there are no boundaries anymore.
No, that's right. You're right.
And I'm not a prude at all, but I gambled and I did the other thing. I don't do either anymore, but I find that.
I hear you. Yeah.
Change of fit. You know how much money they want for one window?
I mean,
$1,500 for a window.
Oh.
Did you just call me a prude?
my mind is all over the place right now. The guy just gave us a quote for $9,500. It's not a car, for God's sake.
A buddy of mine just ordered windows. $76,000 for the house. Like, what?
Ouch.
I said the thing better open and close by itself.
Ellie just said, Brian, you got to be kidding me. Wow. I mean, thank goodness Matt got the raise. He can afford it.